AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Severe storms are rolling through the middle of the nation from Texas to Minnesota. Tornadoes hit Oklahoma and baseball-sized hail. Emergency official Kelly Kane.
We know that there are a lot of power lines down in some of the areas that were impacted. There were some structures, homes, and outbuildings that were damaged in a couple of the counties.
There was rain and wind overnight across parts of Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, and Minnesota, where there are also reports of possible tornadoes. There may be more rain and hail today in the nation's midsection, but the threat of tornadoes is easing up. Good news? Nobody was injured as far as we know. Amtrak's installing a new safety system on Philadelphia's northbound rails after a derailment killed 8 people last week. Our Violet Ekonomova has a look at how this system works.
The system notifies the engineer when a train is above the speed limit and automatically applies the brakes if the engineer doesn't respond. It's already being used for southbound trains approaching the curve where the derailment occurred. The federal call for immediate action puts more pressure on Amtrak, which has previously said it plans to install a next-generation system for the entire corridor by year's end.
That train hit the curve at more than twice the speed limit for the area last week. Amtrak, by the way, hopes to resume limited service between Philadelphia and New York tomorrow and full service on Tuesday. Pope Francis has canonized 2 nuns who lived in what was 19th century Palestine. The Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas was at the Vatican for the ceremony. American Pharoah has now won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. He'll go on to the Belmont in June for a shot at the Triple Crown. His owner sometimes calls American Pharoah AP for short. This is AP Radio News. Some mementos from Elvis's life and career went to auction in New York yesterday. Our Julie Walker was there.
If you haven't wanted to sleep with Elvis, this is your chance.
Everything from the blue nightshirt Elvis Presley once owned to the TCB tour bus he once drove was on the auction block. And for collectors like Milton Verrett, it's a dream come true to own a piece of the king.
I like Elvis, too. You know, we used to always listen to him since I'm real little.
Julian's Auctions says the tour bus went for $268,000 to Motorhome Specialists of Texas, while the nightshirt fetched a modest $3,125 and went to an anonymous bidder. Julie Walker, New York.
Beatle George Harrison's old guitar has sold for nearly $500,000 at auction in New York. George Harrison borrowed the 1963 Master Sound electric guitar from a British music store and played it on stage several times in England. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.